And it's time for the Toy of the Week podcast. As always, we talk about toys of the week. This week, we've got Funko Pop Vinyl figures. Jason Voorhees, Beetlejuice, The Gremlin, and Ozzy Osbourne. They are doing a wide number of licenses for this line, and all of these are basically vinyl figures. If you collected Mighty Mugs, you have a rough idea of what to expect. Those were hard plastic, and basically they had one mold. They painted different ways to create different characters. What Funko did is they sculpted new bodies for each of them, but they were all sculpted to a sort of an ideal. They all have big heads, they all have arms in certain poses, they're all 4 inches tall, and they all have some sort of head articulation. These figures are pretty great. The Gremlin has his stripe on his head. I'm pretty sure it is the Stripe Gremlin, even though the box just says Gremlin. Beetlejuice is unquestionably Beetlejuice. He's got a striped suit. Ozzy Osbourne is a more modern incarnation of Ozzy Osbourne with sort of a maroon coat, his hands flashing the peace symbol, some maroon glasses. And Jason Voorhees, he's got like one eye open. He's got some scraggly hair. His head's all misshapen. He's got a machete. It's really cool. These figures are about 4 inches each, cost anywhere between $8 and $10, depending on the license and where you buy them. They come in this great packaging that says they're numbered, like this is number one of the Marvel series or something like that. And there is no arm articulation, at least yet. I don't know if that's in the future or what, but they're really interesting in the sense that they look kind of like what if Sanrio designed these characters a little bit. Funko has their own house style for plush, which they adapted to these plastic figures. There's also some bobbleheads for Star Wars and Marvel in this style. And they're going to be doing more music, more movie, more stuff. I just think they're their best. I've had a Batman sitting on my desk since Comic-Con last year just because I'm enamored with the design. I just think it's great. It worked out really well, and these are some really nice figures. And we actually have some of them in stock at Entertainment Earth, so if you feel like it, you should check them out. Just type in Funko Pop Vinyl, and you'll see the many selections we have to offer. The Gremlin I like a lot. The Beetlejuice I like a lot. Jason Voorhees is fine. Ozzy Osbourne, would have expected him biting the head off of a dove or a bat or something, but he's still pretty good. No complaints. I hope they're going to do more. I'm really hoping they do, Talking Heads or Devo or Oingo Boingo or Alice Cooper, but we'll see where it goes. Frank Zappa would be cool, you have to admit. Ozzy's great, too. You know, everyone likes the Ozzy. So it's pretty short, but that's it for this week. These are four great figures. You just need to see the pictures is really all there is to it. And remember, the heads are articulated. The arms and legs are not. They stand just fine, and they're about 4 inches tall. So they're about the size of a Star Wars figure. Granted, about half of that is head. So there you go. This is Adam Paula signing off. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. And thank you, as always, for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast.